GCN.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, maybe a personal problem. 800-259-9231 is the number for you. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Be sure you check out our archives. The last 6 days of the show, as a matter of fact, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. You don't have to log in, and you don't have to have a credit card or anything like that. It's just right there, freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call at 1-888-532-4604. That's toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org.
That's right, freestateproject.org. So we got a lot to talk about, as always. If you want to take control of the show, do it, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we'll bring up whatever's on our minds. And we got all kinds of stuff coming up tonight. And I want to get to this gasoline capping issue out of Hawaii, so we will get to that. But first, we both kind of, sometimes when we come in here, we sort of, before the show, go over what it is that we have that we want to talk about. And occasionally we'll duplicate ourselves. You'll find the same article that I did.
Yeah.
And so that kind of tells me there's, you know, there's synergy there. We need to go with that article.
Okay.
So, Manwich, tell me about...
Good juju.
Yeah, tell me about the guy that was found in bed with a 15-year-old girl.
Murfreesboro Police said that David Austin Clark, who's been listed on the Tennessee Sex Offender Registry, now that's got to be a tough list to get on, by the way, for almost 2 years was sleeping in the same bed with the girl, but what surprised them most was...
15-year-old girl.
15-year-old girl, yes. Was, well, this is the whole article. It's terrible. I mean, it's like... Those folks at News Channel 5, where we're getting this article from, it's not written real well. But they're a television station. They don't write good.
Cut them a break.
Yeah. Anyway, the most surprising part was the mother's reaction. Clark, that's the sex offender, David Austin Clark.
The so-called sex offender.
He's a registered sex offender. That's what he's been convicted of. That's what he is.
Well, no, it wasn't what he was convicted of. He was convicted of statutory rape.
Oh, really?
So that's why he's a... sex offender.
Anyway, Clark was first placed on the registry 2 years ago after being convicted of statutory rape.
When you are convicted of statutory rape, does that mean you raped the statutes?
On an anonymous tip to the Murfreesboro Police Department started an investigation that landed Clark in jail again. An officer was sent to the residence to investigate. Indeed, Mr. Clark was sleeping in bed with a 15-year-old female. The mother of the female, ironically, has no problem with this.
Stop right there. So... mom doesn't mind. This guy's in bed with the 15-year-old girl. Clearly, it's all consensual. Because it wasn't, you know, she wasn't crying rape. Otherwise, you'd think mom would step in and try and stop it, and then she would have been the one that called the cops. No, it was an anonymous tip that was called in. And then the cops showed up, and the cops are bewildered as to why mother would allow something like this to happen. And I don't know why she would either. I mean, maybe they're sexually open in that particular family.
Well,
maybe...
some families get married young.
And we don't even know if they were necessarily having sex. It just says they were sleeping together in the same bed. So what else happened?
Clark was arrested and charged with violating the sex offender registry.
So he wasn't charged with sleeping in the same bed with a 15-year-old girl. That's not illegal on its own. What's illegal for him is that he violated his probation.
Right. A sex offender is not allowed to reside with a minor. In this case, not only was he residing with the minor, he was in fact... sleeping in the bed with that minor. Police said Clark also gave them a false address when he registered as a sex offender.
Duh. Yeah, right.
Really? I mean, come on. That's the first thing that I'd do. Anyway. Let's see. The address is different. The address listed for Clark in the sex offender registry is different from the one that police found him staying at. Where's this go next? I don't live there. I was just spending the night.
Right.
Yep, no. I didn't lie to you about where I was living. I don't live there. I'm just spending the night. Okay. Police also said that Clark gave them the false address when he registered as a sex offender. Okay. And it's the homeowner at the address Clark filed with the state said Clark oops, never lived there, but that he did work there and was usually dropped off at his probation office. Detectives have asked the district attorney to look into whether the mother broke any laws by allowing a convicted sex offender to share a bed with her daughter.
That, I think, is the most egregious portion of this entire article.
Uh-huh.
You know, however you feel about statutory rape, and personally, I think statutory rape is an insult to real rape victims. Because if it's statutory rape, that just means that you broke the law.
Mm-hmm.
Means that there's a law on the books that says, if you're over the age of X, you can't, in some cases it's 21, 23, 24, if you're over the age of X, you can't have sex with somebody under the age of 18, 17, or 16, depending on the state that you're in.
You're right, but that's only the terminology. That's only terminology, my friend. Statutory rape just means that you had sex with a minor.
Right, but it means you broke a law. I mean, you're having consensual sex with a minor, because if it wasn't consensual, then it would be rape.
Well, how
it'd be real rape.
How about the charges that they have for pimps that pimp women? You know what those are called?
I don't know.
White slavery. Now, don't you think that those are insulting to black people?
I guess.
Yeah, if saying, it's terrible to make white people slaves. Yeah, you're damn right it's insulting.
Okay.
It's egregiously insulting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just old terminology.
Well, now here you've got...
I mean, do you think that when you have, male and female plugs in, electronics, do you think that's insulting to lesbians and gays?
No.
Yeah.
Not at
yeah,
all.
It is. It's just saying that the plugs can't represent them.
You're being silly.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm just saying that it's an issue of terminology. You're being dumb about the terminology.
Well, I'm just saying are you saying statutory rape is rape? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, it's a term for having sex with a minor.
It's a
just
term
like white
for
slavery.
Violating a statute. A statute being a law that says you can't have sex with minors. Otherwise, it would just be called having sex with a minor. Okay, and there'd be nothing wrong with it.
You're making it mean something it doesn't mean.
What?
Statutory rape means having sex with a minor. That's all.
Would you have called it statutory rape if there was never a law on the books about it?
Would you call it white slavery if it wasn't white people being enslaved?
I don't call anything white slavery. That was the first time I've heard that term.
It's a term. It's just a term, man.
Okay, let's move on now. Mm-hmm. So you've got this so-called statutory rapist who obviously did his time, got out. Yes, he lied to the cops about where he lived, etc. Then they find him in the bed with this 15-year-old, and it'd be one thing if mom didn't know about it, and he had snuck through the window or whatever, but mom knew about it, and mom didn't care. And now the cops are looking to charge mom with something. So you've got three individuals involved here. You've got the teenage girl, you've got the guy, and you've got mother. All three of them are consenting to this activity. Nobody in that household called the cops. So all three of them are consenting. One of them's not an adult, but she's still consenting. And now we're going to bring mom up on charges? Do you just want to ruin everybody's lives? Is that what this is all about? I mean, this seems outrageous to me. However you feel about the statutory rape laws, should mother really be charged with something? I mean,
relevant question is, how old is Mr. Davis?
It doesn't actually say in this article.
It doesn't say how old he is.
Looking at him, there's a picture of him here, I'd say 23. 25?
Really? I was going to put him at 28 or 29.
Right.
He's got pierced parts.
Now, how is that a factor?
How is that a factor? What if he was 50?
If mom says it's okay and nobody's complaining, I don't see what the problem is. I really don't see what the problem is.
He's 80 inches tall or centimeters.
80? Oh, I was going to say, what if he's 80?
No, it must be inches.
80, it's got to be 80 inches. So what about it? I guess I don't understand what your point is.
I don't know. That might
should
be
they
issue.
Go after the mother in this case? They're saying the district attorney says detectives have asked the district attorney to look into whether the mother broke any laws.
I'm not prepared to say that they should that anybody should.
They
be
don't know if she broke any laws, but they want them to go hunt around through the law books just so they can find a law to charge this woman with. Coming back with more, it's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Gas prices coming up. It's your show. Take control.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
At ReasonToFreedom.com, our motto is that reason is a natural, life-giving activity of the mind. We regard independent thinking as the most important virtue, as well as the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the voice of the Reason Liberty movement. ReasonToFreedom.com consists of timely political and philosophical commentary, a regular human interest column by Truman West, movie reviews by Popcorn and the Kernels, insightful book reviews, golf reviews, and much, much more. Free your minds and tap into the mainstream of the Reason Liberty movement at ReasonToFreedom.com. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. Fight the power with ReasonToFreedom.com. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. The 10-step program to sanity, freedom, and world peace. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The Thursday night edition. We do it 6 nights a week, Monday through Saturday from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern. So join us for every single moment and join us online. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners we've got there with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to actually take a photograph. And in that photo, they prove that they listen to Free Talk Live, usually via some sort of signage, a piece of paper that actually has Free Talk Live or FTL or something like that written on it. And then we put them up on our website, on the Shrine of Female Listeners.
Yes, we do.
And it's the point
that
of it
way
is,
everybody can see them.
Right. It's not a beauty contest either.
Nope.
It is just to highlight the ladies in our audience.
Mm-hmm.
So, freetalklive.com. We were talking about this story out of Tennessee, Murfreesboro. With this guy, kind of a low-life dude, apparently. Anyway, he was found sleeping in a bed with a 15-year-old girl. And an anonymous tip led the cops to the house. This guy is a convicted sex offender. So he violated his probation by living, or I guess being in the, I don't know, I guess it was sleeping in the same bed, because sex offenders are not allowed to reside with a minor. Does that mean if you're in the same house with a minor, that doesn't work?
That's, well, walking into the same house?
To reside, meaning you live in one room, the minor lives in another
absolutely.
Room?
That's exactly what it means.
Okay. So it doesn't just have to mean that they're in the same room together.
Right.
Okay. On the same piece of property. All right, so so he violated his probation. But the one thing
the other thing is, that's a law, that portion of the law is a law against poor people.
What do you mean? That they can't be in the same house?
Well, that they can't live in the same house. It's
right.
A law against poor people. Because it's cheaper to live with people than not with people.
That's true.
Lots of people have kids. So, you know, you cut down
you
the
can
amount
only
of people
live
that you can live
without
with.
Kids.
And if you're a rich sex offender and you want to live with... Sleep with the 15-year-old here,
mm-hmm.
And this guy would have gotten away with it if he had his own apartment, really.
Mm-hmm.
So he could afford to just keep an apartment that he doesn't really live in, and then he'd be fine, you know?
Oh, I see. He would keep the apartment as his registered address, but really live with the 15-year-old,
sure.
Is what you're saying? Well, as usual, our laws are typically slanted against poor people, but that's not my issue, at least here. My issue is that they're going after Mom. Because it wasn't Mom that called the cops, it was an anonymous tip that called the cops. Cops came there, they rearrested this guy for violating his probation, and he should have known better, okay? So he understood what his probation rules were, so I mean, I understand that they had to rearrest him. But now they're saying, hey, district attorney, can you go ahead and search the law books and see if you can find some law to charge this mother with?
Well,
just because they're mad at Mom or something like that for allowing her daughter into this situation. However you feel about this situation, I don't think that it's appropriate to bring Mom into the clink as a result of this. What's that 15-year-old girl going to do? Who's going to pay the mortgage? Who's going to pay the rent? She's going to be out on the street.
They
got to
punish her. She's done something wrong. Got to punish her.
Well, seriously, if you're 15 years old, you can't go and pay the rent on a grocery store bagging job.
She's going to have sex with some guy overage so that she can live with him. That's what she's going to do. So all the cops are doing is sentencing her to the same damn thing they're protecting her from.
They're guaranteeing this.
Yes.
They're guaranteeing that she's going to go out and sleep with some other older men. It's amazing. So your thoughts on that at 800-259-9231. Otherwise, let's talk about gasoline, man, because...
It is a big topic these days.
It is. People are concerned about it.
Absolutely.
I remember a few months ago, we had some sort of, I don't know who it was, but somebody did a poll. I think it was Gallup. They did a poll of 1,000 different adults, and they asked those adults, if you had 15 minutes alone with President Bush, what would you want to talk to him about, or what would you say to him? And I would say 35 to 50% of the responses included gas prices. I mean, this is something that is on people's minds, and how couldn't it be? I only leave the office, you know, every now and then, and I see these gas prices once a week, basically. And it's just amazing to me how high they are. So people are definitely concerned with it, and because they're concerned with it, they're calling who?
The politicians.
Right.
The mommy state. The nanny state.
Yes.
We don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
We've been using gasoline like it's water for years, and now we're running out of it.
Yeah.
We don't like
Do
it.
Do something, please.
You know, it's supply and demand.
Yes, it is.
The only thing that we can do is to loosen the restrictions on oil companies so that more people can compete, so that more people can get into the business. Because
right.
If there's a cartel, that could be the only thing that's throwing this off. If there's a cartel, and the cartel is saying, let's raise the prices, like they
mm-hmm.
have. OPEC is a cartel.
It is a cartel, yes.
But it's just, that's just Middle Eastern countries, I believe, OPEC.
I think Norway's involved as well. Yeah.
Anyway, it's mostly Norwegian companies.
Right.
Not Norwegian, Middle Eastern.
I think Venezuela competes with OPEC, but I could be wrong.
You know, our listeners know.
Yes.
We don't.
1-800-259-9231.
But the only way to break up cartels is to make it easier for people to compete in this area.
That's true.
Yep.
And I'm sure there are plenty of regulations on opening up
lots of them.
Well... And of course, who's in the business of writing regulations? The lawyers, the government, and so the oil interests, George Bush and Dick Cheney and all those guys, they've got no interest at all in loosening any regulations. because they're the pockets that are getting lined by all this. Well, now you've got Hawaii, in all of its brilliance, passing a law, the first state, apparently, to ever pass price caps on gasoline. Stories out of Honolulu, the Associated Press. In an effort to gain some control over what motorists pay at the pump, Hawaii on Wednesday became the first state in the United States to set caps on the wholesale price of gasoline. The 2004 law authorizing the caps was intended to force Hawaii's two refiners, Chevron and Tesoro Corporations, to set their wholesale prices closer to mainland rates. Proponents of the law said the refiners were taking advantage of the small, isolated market to charge exorbitant prices.
Proponents, by the way, are idiots, just
yes.
So you know.
And I'm sorry, do you have a right to move out into the middle of BF nowhere? Do you have a right to have access to everything at the same price as people in a city?
No.
No!
You don't.
You moved out to BF nowhere because you have a lot of money and you wanted to go buy a big old plot of land and, you know, build your big luxurious house, and you've got a bunch of money because otherwise you'd have to stay close to town. You know, that's where your job is, that's where your business is. You can't afford to drive that far during the daytime. There's no work out in BF nowhere. And I'm sorry, Hawaii, even though it's a state compared to the rest of the country, is in the middle of nowhere. So everything's more expensive in Hawaii. But can you demand that Kmart and Walmart and all of the other retailers that are open in Hawaii? And you've seen, I'm sure you've seen national advertisements that say, you know, this sale is good in every state but Hawaii and Alaska.
Yeah, it's always Hawaii and Alaska.
Right. Well, that's because it costs more money to get those products out there.
It does. I mean, let's be clear that it costs more to get oil out to...
It costs more to get everything out there.
Yeah.
Everything's more expensive in Hawaii except for pineapples.
But wait, I've heard that they grow the pineapples out there, and then they ship them back to the mainland to get canned, and then they ship them back out.
No.
That's what I've heard.
No way.
I've
that
heard
would just
that
be stupid.
It would be dumb. It would be dumb. You know, the big island of Hawaii has plenty of room on it, and they could very easily start a canning factory there.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they would do that, but I have heard that.
That sounds like
somebody
a vicious, vicious
who lived
rumor.
In Hawaii.
Really?
Yeah. Hawaii is the most expensive state in the union to
somebody
buy
somebody who's been to Hawaii, 800-259-9231. Our board op saying that's an urban myth. More coming back. This is your show, 800-259-9231. We're talking about gas prices, and everybody's concerned about this, so if you got comments, feel free to make them. This is Free Talk Live.
At Genesis Radio, we are proud to bring you PC Security Shield. Spyware, viruses, and pop-up advertisements are out to annoy us and slow down our computers. PC Security Shield will prevent and eliminate these programs before they are allowed to disrupt your computer. We rely on PC Security Shield to protect our computers so that we can bring you, the listener, the programs you want to hear without interruption. Please log on to GCNLive.com and click on the PC Security Shield banner at the top of the page for a discount available only to our loyal listeners at GCN.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Ever heard it's older than the hills and wondered just how old that was? I'm not an expert in geography, but when we come back, I'll take you on some fantastic over-the-hill road trips in veteran, vintage, and classic cars.
Apples are apples, right?
Uh-huh.
Not when it comes to synthetic oils.
Uh-huh.
Don't be tempted to think that all synthetic oils are alike. Royal Purple's exclusive proprietary additive package makes Royal Purple up to 400% stronger than other synthetic oils. That means longer oil life, longer engine life, and longer time between oil changes. Go to royalpurple.com and find out why Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms.
old may refer to hills, but cars are classified as veteran, vintage, and classic. Veteran vehicles were built before 1904, like the 1903 Winton Touring Car, driven by Dr. Nelson Jackson and his mechanic from San Francisco to New York City. Vintage cars were manufactured between 1904 and 1931, like the 33 DeSoto, navigated by Harry Hartz backward cross-country as a Chrysler engineering experiment. Classic beauties are those at least 20 years old, like the station wagon piloted from Chicago to Wally World by Clark Griswold in the 1983 movie Vacation. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Like tonight, there's going to be something fresh to announce. A brand new affiliate.
Really?
Ooh.
We finally have a piece of a signed piece of paper?
Yes, we do.
These are sort of anticlimactic for me, because I always hear the stories about them coming along the way.
Well,
even
yeah.
though the signed piece of paper is the big one.
Right.
You know, that's when we put out the announcement when we get the signed piece of paper.
Right. We actually have 3 signed pieces of paper, but I don't want to announce the other 2 until we're close to their start date, because they're not starting for another couple weeks.
I see. And, you know, in fact, the signed piece of paper doesn't really mean anything either.
That's true.
It's whether or not they play the show.
That's true. So that's coming out tonight. If you're on the updates list, you'll be one of the first people to find out about it. So if you want to get on the updates list, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
And by the way, I want to say thank you to all the listeners that vote in the polls, the ones that support us in the Amplifier program.
Right.
Because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be adding shows. We wouldn't be adding
as quickly. It'd be happening.
It would.
But you guys help us out, and that's much appreciated. So, we're talking about gasoline. We're talking about Hawaii, specifically, who has passed a law that is going to put price caps on the wholesale price of gasoline in Hawaii. Now, industry officials and analysts said Hawaii, whose average retail gasoline prices are the highest in the country, now runs the risk of becoming less attractive to suppliers, raising the possibility of supply problems down the road. Now, we were actually talking about this before the show. Man, why is it that this is making Hawaii less attractive to suppliers? Can you explain that?
Well, because essentially they refine oil in Hawaii, but they don't produce oil in Hawaii.
Right.
So the ships essentially have to come from California. They ship a certain amount out there.
I don't know.
The fact is,
sure the ships come from all over.
They have a refiner there. They're named Chevron, right?
Whatever.
Chevron. Who?
Chevron. Yeah. Chevron.
Chevron
and Tesoro.
You get to send oil to California, or you get to send it to Hawaii. You can get $2.49 for a gallon of gasoline in California, or you can get $2.30 for a gallon of gasoline in Hawaii. Where do you send your oil?
You send it to California.
Well, duh.
In the other 48 states.
Now, I would think that you probably would send a certain amount of oil to Hawaii just to keep people from being really mad at you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just keep it trickling. Hey, you know, we got price caps here. We're going to have to, you know, and that's believe me, as soon as you cap the price, and at that capped price is below the market value, then you have supply problems. Bam!
Yeah.
You got supply problems.
You got people with no gas.
You don't have supply problems in Hawaii right now because everybody's happy.
Well, that's
the consumer is buying gasoline at a price they're willing to buy it at because they're buying it, and they might be complaining, but they're buying it. And
the caps haven't gone into effect yet. Just so you know.
Okay. And
September 1st.
And the supplier is selling it at a rate that they're happy to sell it at.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Colton in Canada. Colton, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. I wanted to comment on your talk about Walmart and how they make prices really high in different areas where they have to transport the stuff out there.
Well, okay, right, like Hawaii.
Yeah, like Hawaii and a lot of suburban areas where they have to transport all the stuff into. The reason why we actually are caught on such high prices is having to transport all the stuff from outside in countries where these rich people have bought in their land now because they want to live out in the country away from the pollution. That's where all of our major land resources for creating food and stuff like that are. We have to take all that from there, bring it into inside of town using our oil and gas to transport it into factories. Then they deal it within the factories. Then they have to ship it all back out to all those different spots. It's like a recipe for creating huge amounts and prices on every product that's out there.
Well, now, I think that you're talking about a non-existent problem. I mean, do you have a problem with the prices at Walmart?
On some places, yeah.
In Hawaii? Are we just talking about Hawaii? You said suburban areas. What do you mean?
Yeah, well, pretty much all suburban areas. When you actually look at, when you look at small stores and stuff on little towns,
mm-hmm.
all of them make really good deals. You go to a small town store, a more of a community area. They make deals with you on getting low prices.
What do you say? Can you give an example? Can you give me a more tangible example? Because I don't necessarily agree so far. Can you give me like an example of a product that you have seen this in action with? Where a small town store has given you a better deal than Walmart on the same product?
Yeah, I'm a hunter. I go out and I do hunting and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
When I go out and I go, or fishing as well. When I go out to buy a product or something, you go down to a place like Walmart, they got some low prices. But if you look at their actual equipment, it's really crap.
Okay.
You go to any local store that carries their own equipment, almost every piece of equipment is comparable price to Walmart because Walmart's in the area now. But all the products are really good, high-quality products, and they back their products a lot better than a lot of those other stores.
So you're saying the service is better, and they actually have higher-quality products, and the service is better at the local stores? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
And you feel like there's some sort of reason for that?
Because the products are local. They don't have to transport them to all of these other places, like that example of...
Are you telling me that the hunting supplies that you're buying are actually manufactured locally?
Not all of them, but a lot of them, yes.
Uh-huh. Well,
that's
one factor. I mean, you're right. That is certainly one economic factor. I mean, if you've got people like in Hawaii, if you're canning pineapples in Hawaii, it's going to be a lot cheaper to buy pineapples in Hawaii than it is to buy them in California.
Exactly.
So I guess you're just kind of talking about the economy. Do you have a point?
That's what I was wanting to bring up. The point is that the reason why we're doing this is because we're causing ourselves to do all of this. We need to change and start.
Who's causing ourselves to do all of what? Exactly.
Our entire economy is based off of products from other places. We're
can't manufacture all the products in your little town. You're going to always be buying products from all kinds of other places.
That's not necessarily true.
Yes,
a lot of it is.
Do you realize how many products there are in the world? How many different things there are that you can buy? Have you ever been in Walmart? Do you think you could supply Walmart with all of the products they carry from one area of the country? Not possible. They have to come from various different areas.
Exactly.
And you're saying that's a problem?
Making it more localized than making it all from big countries outside of different areas. And having to
you're living in fantasy. Yeah, I'm sorry, dude, but you're living in fantasy land. I mean, is this possible?
To produce everything?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose if you had a large country like Canada or the United States, you could produce in that country everything.
You make it sound like it, Colton. You make it sound like you want to produce everything within the same state or within the same county that you live in.
Not everything.
How far away is too far away?
I don't know.
See, I mean, you don't know much, and that's okay. We're all ignorant about different things. There's always going to be products built and put together and created in various different parts of the world, and those various different parts of the world are going to be competing with one another for the lowest price so they can have the most customers.
Yeah, but for certain things like food and stuff like that, we shouldn't be focusing on shipping everything out. And then
are you
going to
grow oranges in Canada? Do you want to ever eat oranges again? Huh?
some areas can. My dad actually has an orchard. And he does.
Well, thanks for the call, Colton.
An orange orchard?
We call them groves.
Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control. We're all still learning about the economy. There's a lot to know.
Absolutely.
This is your show, Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231 to control the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com, where you can go vote for us. If you like what we're doing here on the show, if you like the fact that we give you everything on our website for free, that there's not a membership area, then consider voting for the show. If you haven't done it yet this month, you can go to vote.freetalklive.com, cast your vote for the show, and it is much appreciated. Because of your votes, we were the number one podcast in the world at podcastalley.com for most of this month. In fact, we're number two at the moment,
yep.
And it's still a close competition.
It's very close. I mean, if we could just get, I think it was like 75 people.
Votes, something like
yeah,
that.
75 people go there and vote, bam, it's done.
If you haven't gone, go to vote.freetalklive.com. We were talking about gas prices, and then Colton called in because I mentioned how it is that products are more expensive in Hawaii. Well,
mm-hmm.
That's because people have to ship their products to Hawaii, and shipping's not cheap.
Colton agreed.
So it adds to the price of the products. Now, Colton suggested that... And I'm just going to try to recap this. He suggested that companies, we need to have more production nearby the distribution centers in order to cut down on costs. And he's right, that would help cut down on costs. That is an economic factor.
One of the reasons that cigarettes are cheaper in North Carolina and Tennessee and places like that.
Yes. However, there are also other factors involved here. There are so many factors involved, it's going to be difficult to, you know, even address a portion of them. But one of those important, one of the important reasons why a lot of products are produced overseas, for instance, because Colton really couldn't specify whether he thought, obviously he's kind of new to economics, etc. He couldn't specify whether he thought that everything should be produced locally or within the same county or state or country.
Provincially or, you know,
whatever you call it in Canada. And so one of the reasons why things, a lot of things aren't produced here in the United States or aren't produced in Canada is because of what they call regulations, business regulations, where the government, in all of its wisdom, passes all sorts of laws and edicts that say, well, if you want to run a manufacturing business, if you want to make fireworks, you're going to have to do this and this and this and this and this. I mean, if you just want to sell fireworks, there's all kinds of regulations on that. You have to keep them in a, you know, like a temperature-controlled locker, and I don't know. It depends on where you live, but there's different regulations. So if you want to manufacture fireworks, I don't. Does anybody manufacture fireworks in the States? I don't think so.
I don't know the answer. I would imagine they come from China.
Maybe. I mean, if you can find a U.S.-made firework, it was probably a homebrew. You know? Somebody with some gunpowder and, you know, a cardboard tube. So they've all gone to China. Fireworks are manufactured in China. Why can't they be manufactured here? Well, they could be. But there's all kinds of crazy regulations because it's dangerous to manufacture fireworks. We've all heard stories of Chinese fireworks fireworks factories going up in flames.
Absolutely. So there's one in India. I can only imagine there's just a terror, you know, what it must be like. The fireworks factory blows up. Right. Holy crap. Because you see those explosions of the big fireworks, the big boys. You see what they're like just... one of them going off. Well, if you've got a box of those, they ship them in boxes.
Yeah.
If you have a crate of those things go off, if you have a room with a crate of those things go off, I mean, if you have a warehouse full of rooms of these things that go off, my God, it's got to be awful.
Imagine.
The sheer terror. Oh, the humanity.
It'd be fun to watch from far away, maybe.
Yeah, from far away. It would be one heck of a show. But you would be able to hear the howls of the dying factory workers as you watch, though.
So the reason why you can't make fireworks in the States is because of regulations. It's the same reason why there are a lot of products that could be made here, in fact, may have been made here in the past, but have been driven out of this country and driven out of Canada, if that's where you live. Driven out of your country by government regulations. So if you really want to bring more local production back, you need to scale back the size of the government. And let employees do their dealings with the companies. If you want to protect it, employees should have clean, safe places to work in. No doubt about it. I don't want to go to work where there's, you know, dirty implements and unclean conditions and dangerous stuff around. I don't want to work somewhere like that. And some people might not mind, but others will be able to deal with the companies that they're looking at getting a job. Like if I come to you, Manwich, and I'm looking for a job at your factory, and I'm an experienced factory worker, and I come in, I tour your factory, and I say, gosh, these conditions are kind of deplorable, Manwich.
Mm-hmm.
Look, if you want my services, you're going to have to clean things up here a little bit. And you might tell me, well, go take a hike. I'll find somebody else.
Get the hell out of here.
But once more people start saying to you, no, I'm not going to work here. This is dangerous. You need to change something. If the pool of potential employees or the pool of skilled employees starts drying up, you'll seriously consider making a change.
I'll go to the state mental hospital and start hiring there.
Well, it might be something where you need someone with skill to put something together, man. Which, anyway, I'm just suggesting that these conditions can be improved with market forces as opposed to the government. Because that's one of those things that's driving products out of this country. So, Colton was somewhat right. Yeah, if we could bring more production back here, things could be cheaper. That's true. But it's a huge process. It's not like you can just snap your fingers and bring a bunch of products back to the States. It's going to take some serious repealing of some laws.
It's a lot of fun to say that, though. I mean, that's what everybody says. You know, we've diminished the power of... In his case, he was Canadian. We've diminished the power of our own country by running off manufacturing to other places. But these same people...
He doesn't realize it's running him off. He thinks they just leave.
Well, you know, I don't know how you think that it is that how people think. And I'm not sure what he thinks. I didn't hear that from his conversation. I didn't hear what
Jesus
said.
The impression I got.
It's just an impression.
Okay.
I don't know how it is you think you're going to stop companies from going away. It's these regulations that run people out of business.
That's exactly right.
Sorry.
More coming back. 800-259-9231. We'll get back into gas unless you got comments. 800-259-9231. Hawaii putting gas caps, price caps on their gasoline prices. What's that mean? We'll talk to you about it. Free Talk Live.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. This is your show. And, of course, that's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streaming there, the broadband version of the show, dial-up version as well. It's all free. FreeTalkLive.com. So let's get back into gas prices. Now that we've talked about the economy and how price, you know, how things get from point A to point B and what regulations do to the economy, which is make it worse, let's go back to gas, because now we're talking about regulating gasoline even more than it currently is. I mean, the industry is already heavily controlled by the state.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're talking about controlling the end user, almost the end user pricing, prices. They're going to cap wholesale prices in Hawaii. The law, I guess, is something they passed back in 2004. It's looking to be going into effect on September 1st. And apparently, wholesalers in Honolulu may not charge more than $2.15.78 a gallon for regular unleaded, or about $2.74 a gallon when taxes are included. the commission's... And that kind of brings me back to the point you made last night, man, which of, boy, you know, if the government really did care about this gas crisis, if they really did want to do something and make a difference,
yeah,
they'd just cut out their taxes.
They would. I mean, they could immediately drop gas down below $2 by simply dropping their taxes. And suddenly, you know, all the gas stations wouldn't have this huge crisis because most of them don't have a way to list gasoline above. I mean, they had to figure out some way to list gasoline above a dollar or something.
Right.
They all had ones.
Yeah, they had to order some twos.
Yeah. And oh, my God, we don't
now
have enough
have
twos.
To order threes.
Yeah, they're going to have to.
Well, anyway, so here's what it does. The law doesn't establish a cap at the retail level, but if retailers keep their usual 12 cent per gallon markup, and that sounds a little on the high side.
Whoa, I've never heard of it. Yeah. That's the first time I've ever heard any kind of accusation that a gas retailer keeps $12 or 12 cents a gallon.
Prices,
it's usually like 1, 2, 3, 4. I mean, I know a guy who owns a gas station. I know what his markup is. It's 1.5 cents a
Maybe
gallon.
Maybe there's less competition in Hawaii. I don't know. Anyway, he says, it says the commission set the caps, which will fluctuate from week to week at different levels for other islands. Prices for regular unleaded could theoretically rise to about $2.86 per gallon Wednesday. The average retail price, who cares? Prices in Maui have already topped $3 a gallon this week alone. Now, direct comparisons between the current gas caps and wholesale prices aren't possible because the oil companies don't release wholesale data. The caps are based on an index calculated from the 5-day average of spot rates from three mainland markets. So what they're trying to do, what the government is trying to do here, is they're trying to make it seem like that this is being controlled by the market to some extent.
All right.
They're saying, okay, we're going to set a cap, but the cap's going to be dependent on what everybody
mainland.
Else is charging.
Right. It's a mainland issue.
Yeah.
We're
going
to make it fair to live in Ohio, in Hawaii, just
right.
like it is to live in Ohio.
John, let's see, Frank Young, member of Citizens Against Gasoline Price Gouging, says, the purpose of the cap is so we move with the rest of the country. But you're not with the rest of the country, Frank. You are thousands of miles away.
You're the little rock in the middle of the Pacific.
Now, John Felmy, chief economist of the American Petroleum Institute, said Hawaii should be prepared for negative unintended consequences. These guys know what's going to happen. He says they're basically assigning different amounts of revenue to different areas of the supply chain. He says that could have a chilling effect, in his words, on attracting supplies or new investment in the market. Translation? Translation? The gas companies are just not going to bring you any gas anymore.
You're going to get no more gas.
Get on your bicycles, Hawaii. Yeah,
everybody better get a golf cart.
We're coming back. This is your show. Hour number two's on the way. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.